The medical team assigned to assess the health condition of Sheikh Zazaki and his wife Zinat comprised of an eye surgeon, a clinical cardiologist, an orthopedic consultant, and an emergency specialist completed their initial checks. Members of the medical team said they've conducted several tests on Sheikh Zazaki and his wife Malama Zinat, but there may be need for further tests abroad.
Preliminary assessment and the impression that we have is both the Sheikh and his wife Malama, both of them have got multiple health issues, health problems. Some of them have already been discovered here. Our impression is that they will require further assessment and perhaps treatment, more treatment, that is for certain. And perhaps this will be needed somewhere else, in higher centers, maybe even outside the country.
The Islamic Human Rights Commission of London has been an advocate for the release of Sheikh Zazaki and played a significant role in getting the medical team to Nigeria. The rights group thanked the Nigerian government and the security agencies for their cooperation in the successful completion of this medical mission.
After this, the Nigerian government has got two choices. Either use this as a step to find real solution, which is almost 4 years, a solution that will be win-win for everyone, a solution that will bring this episode to some sort of legal conclusion, or go back to the old way, which will resolve nothing and everybody will lose.
Sheikh Zazaki has lost an eye during the December 2015 massacre in Zaria when soldiers of the Nigerian army shot and killed over 340 of his supporters and destroyed his property. Members of the medical team said they've successfully completed this first leg of their assignment and will issue a final report with details of their findings and recommendations. The Zazaki legal team will have to present these recommendations before a judge of the Kaduna High Court when the case comes up next time. Lanjum Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.